Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brendan, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question. Here we go.
Hey, I got to just tell you guys, I love the men's room IPA. I sell so much of it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a cashier at PCC, and every time I see somebody come through my line with an IPA, I'm like, hey, have you tried the men's room IPA? It is so good.
Nice. What PCC do you work at?
I'm at Redmond.
All right. Do they have it there?
Yes, I made sure they got it.
Okay, thank you, because they don't have it at the one in Fremont.
Oh, really?
And they also have Uli sausage, but they don't have our sausage there. And they also have organic salsas, but they don't, and from San Juan,
If you catch the meat department or the beer guy and you tell them, like, hey, you should carry this, they probably will.
I hope so, because I was hoping the PCC wasn't trying to be PC with the men's
room. Right.
So I just kind of assumed that they were doing that. But
they just don't like you in your neighborhood.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They better, man. I spend $100 in there for 5 items every time I go. All right, here is your random would-you-rather question. Would you rather only be able to be on the bottom during sex for the rest of your life? Or only on the top?
Does doggy count as top for a man?
No. It's top or bottom.
Right. So would you rather? So that position's out.
Yeah, that would be 3 options.
Man, I'll take the top then, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I'm with you.
Mike, you're taking bottom?
Damn straight.
You got a strong ground game?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay. I'm going. Yeah, I'm on top of it. All the way.
The angle on the bottom's nice, too, though.
The view's better.
The view is definitely better from the bottom, but I think I would take top, only because sometimes when you're on the bottom, if they're getting very vigorous, they don't necessarily know how to not potentially break your D.
Right.
You're like, hang on. I know it's getting good, but...
You can be in control of the rhythm, but not always.
Right. And then just top, it's... But you want to... Get up in there, what I mean? You got to do your thing.
I'm with Mike.
You're taking the bottom?
Well, you took my spot out, so.
Right, okay.
Well, it wasn't an option.
Yeah, so, I know. That's why I'm taking bottom.
You're taking bottom?
I'm sorry, I'm a bigger dude, so me getting up on top, like, I'm in an awkward position. Like, I'm doing everything I can just to kind of hold myself up. And
yeah, it's good to sweat, but why are you planking on the brakes then? I mean, that's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Working on my game, Miles.
Right, exactly. That's why you want to be on top. You don't plank on the bottom.
Right.
Right. When I'm on the bottom, I'm the king. I hang back.
I'm the king.
I hang back.
The king of lazy.
Damn right.
Ted, I got to ask you, since that's your favorite way to go, is that how you start out?
No.
Okay, all right. So you
most
work
people don't start there.
I feel like that's what I was asking. Do you?
If we're just trying to get something done.
If it's quick.
But generally, no, because, we're not, like... Yeah, and I don't know. Like, right, you start on top. You got to be nice and romantic.
I think if you're in doggy, if you start in doggy style position, my thought is...
Look her in the eye a little bit.
I
know, that sounds awful.
We're somewhere public and you're still wearing your skirt.
Yeah!
If that's where we're starting from, then it's like, hey, man, we got to get this done in like 3 minutes. Let's bang this thing out. Yep. No pun intended. Right, but let's get this done.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah,
so I'm not saying
I'm with you.
Yeah, you're still wearing clothes.
And last time, that's going to wrap things up.
Okay. Random would you rather question, 206-803-RUN.
I mean, it's still the best. It's kind of like when you're eating a sandwich, right?
All right.
Let's say you got a nice turkey sandwich, piece of bacon, avocado on there.
I'm excited to see where this goes.
Right? Sometimes I'll eat around the edges a little bit just to get that perfect middle bite.
Because that last bite's going to be
about the now, it's about the future.
Yeah, right? Like you get to the end of that steak and cheese. That nubby part in the back?
Yeah.
I'll start nibbling on that. We want that last bite to be something.
I got you.
Ted's playing chess over here. He's 3 moves ahead.
I'm just a pawn in the game, Mike.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Let's go. Hola.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question. All right, let's see here, Jess. Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most attractive all the time?
I'm going with funniest.
I think that was a good call.
That was a great response.
Yeah,
funniest. You mean funniest. You're not?
Yeah, I'm going attractive every day of the week.
You are.
I've already been the funniest. I've done that.
Been there.
Yeah. It'd be nice to try the other side.
Okay.
I'm married, I'm going to take funniest. Before I was married, most attractive.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, I live alone. I'm going most attractive.
Yeah.
Without question.
I mean, I understand Ted's side where I wouldn't mind trying out the other side, but I enjoy being the funny guy. It's just too much fun.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy it.
Would you have said
I've been to parties where I was the funniest person there. I have never been to a party where I'm the most attractive.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I am in that same boat.
Yeah, agree that quick.
I agree, dude.
I agree with Ted. You know, I'd like to kick the tires.
Yeah, I think all four of us have been in a room where we've been the funniest.
Yeah.
I don't know
that any of us have ever been in a room where the most attractive.
That's why people are still talking about DB at your bar.
Jesus, oh my God. Forget that.
Well, you can't because he was the most attractive.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's going to change this week. So flying my brother into town.
Oh, damn. You think you're better looking at your brother?
No, but he's not as good looking as DB.
Okay.
They'll just think he's a nice, decent dude.
Y'all met my brother?
Yeah.
DB was dreamy.
Yeah, Chris, sorry, man. You don't need to catch strays. My bad.
Yeah, what did he do? More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.